If he's worthy, why don't you give him praise with me right now? If he's not, just hold what you got. But if he's worthy, why don't you praise him with me right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you, there's nothing wrong with any of us a little worship can't take care of. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Wow. Wow. What a touch of God. Amen. Got your Bibles? You want to read along with us? 2 Corinthians 5, verses 5 through 7. What a day in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful what God is doing in our area on Sunday morning? Isn't that just absolutely awesome? Praise God. It reminds me of when Moses sent spies into the land. We got people working in places. And they're working it. And Sunday mornings, our house is full of wonderful people. Praise God. Wonderful people. And God is doing a great thing. I am so excited, so thrilled about what the Lord is up to. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 5 through 7. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit, the best he's got. That's what that said. He has given us the best he's got. Therefore, we are always confident, always knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. While we're in this world, we have confidence, but we're away from the Lord to the point that we cannot physically see him. Is that not going to blow your mind? The one we have preached about so long, the one we have prayed to for so long. Brother Billy, when we kneel to pray, it takes faith to believe God is right there listening to you. One of these days, you're not even going to have that faith. You're just going to talk to him. He's going to be right there. That's hard to fathom, but it's true. But while we're in this world, we have faith. Let's look at Matthew 13, 16. But blessed are your eyes. Somebody shout, my eyes. Because they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Amen. Eyes to see. Ears to hear, but not these eyes and not these ears. Praise God. Let's talk about it. Here's what I want to talk about. Before you believe what you see, I want you to see what you believe. Before you believe what you see, I want you to first see what you believe. I'll say it again because it's a little bit of, it's a mind bender, I know. My mind is bent all the time. That's why I come up with this. Before you believe what you see, I want you to see what you believe. Because what the physical eye sees every day may not be what the Holy Ghost wants you to see. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Jesus, I want to thank you for your goodness. I want to thank you for your mercy, and I want to praise you for your Spirit. We ask you, Lord, to bless every heart, every life, and every soul in this building today by the word of Almighty God. We ask, Lord, for your grace, your goodness, your kindness. We pray for your Spirit to move and the blessings of God to flow. And somebody shout in Jesus' name, God bless you as you're seated just now. Linda Parrish is back with us tonight. And I don't know, she kind of let me down for so long. When she shows up, I don't get to preach. The Holy Ghost takes over. And I thought, she's here tonight, so the Holy Ghost is going to take over. Well, the Lord gave her mercy because she said, every time I come, you don't preach. So we're going to get to preach tonight. God is good whether we preach or not. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Now, I know it's a little bit of word here tonight, but let me take you to 2 Kings rather than just tell you the story. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 11 through 17, where the word of God says, therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. He called his servant, and he said unto them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he's in Dothan. That lets me know the Lord is all for America. See, there's a move of God in Alabama right there. Hallelujah. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night, and they compassed the city all around about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, okay, master, how shall we do? In other words, what are we going to do now? And he answered, fear not, don't be afraid, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, he didn't say, Lord, now, I've already said this. Now, we got to prove this to this guy. Elisha, he didn't even pray for angels and God and all of that to be there. Here's what he prayed. He said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes too, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Is that powerful? Amen. And so the man of God saw it, and he prayed for the young man that was with him to see it, most likely so that they could get on the same page with their faith and understand that God's getting ready to do a great thing right here. Now, while you're looking out the window and seeing flesh and blood and bone and warriors and a king that looks like he's going to throw down on us, and there's only two of us, I need you to see what I see. Now, the last thing I've ever done in this church, and the last thing I will ever do in this church, is to brag on myself. But for one time, let me say this. I would to God that you can see what I see right now. Don't be afraid and don't be intimidated. Don't be shocked and don't be shamed. But I want you to see those that are for us are greater than they that are against us. Open your eyes and see what the Lord would have you to see before you claim what you physically see. There's revival in the horizon. There's an anointing that's going to break the yoke. Your sons and daughters are going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You're too tired to get with me right now, but I'm going to preach it anyhow. Amen. Your husbands, your wives, your co-workers, your whole job, your whole plant, they're going to come. We're going to have to build early again so God can house the revival that's going to take place in these last days. Some of you are not excited as I'm as excited as I am, because the field that you're feeling for is not the same as the field I'm feeling for. But if you'll get excited about God filling this field will bleed over. And somehow, one way or another, the fingers of God will get to where you want Him to be. And then you'll stand up and won't be able to sit down. Then you'll speak in tongues. Then you'll worship God. But I would to God that you could see it now so you can join with us tonight and understand there's a revival coming that's going to shake this land from center to circumference. Somebody lift a loud voice unto the Lord. The human eye cannot see this so much. Hebrews 11:1 said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. It's something you're hoping for. That's what the eyes of faith sees. It doesn't see what we have. It doesn't see where we're at. It doesn't see just little sanctuaries with swinging doors. It doesn't see handsome ushers. Hallelujah. No, it sees another building filled to the brim. It sees a line at the baptistry. It sees special services for those that need the Holy Ghost. The human eye can just see so much. And I'm afraid sometimes what we see with the human eye is what controls our mental emotion and our spirit world. Where we've got to reverse this thing and speak to the human eye and say, I know you see what you see, but you don't see what I see. Praise God. And so what is worse, to lose your sight or to lose your vision? You say, that don't even make sense. When's the last time God made sense? He don't have to make sense. Amen. I don't need to make sense. I've been sent here to make a difference. I'm not here to make sense. Praise God. Amen. A person may be blind, but that doesn't mean they cannot see. We've had preachers that couldn't see. Brother Buster came. He's gone on to his reward. He sees now. He sees that Jesus now that I preach about. Praise God. Amen. He'd been wowed. Hallelujah. Because to be absent from this world, to be present with the Lord. And he's seen him high and lifted up, and he saw the train that fills the temple. Amen. But he preached for us. And it's so crazy because when you talk to him, it looked like he was just staring right at you. And we'd talk, and I'd forget he couldn't see. I'd walk off and leave him behind. I said, whoa, Lord, I got to go back and get the man of God. And it just didn't, he didn't talk about it, didn't think about it. He preached, he prayed, he had prayer lines. People would come down, amen. He'd pray for them. How many of you were here? When brother, yeah, you were here. Amen. He stood right over here to the left. Praise God. And the line was all the way out the door. And he would pray for each individual. And I watched him and I listened to him. And he would name what was wrong with some of those folks. He couldn't even see their face. He would lay hands on their head and name what was wrong with some of them folks. Why? Because he had a vision. He didn't have physical sight, but he had a vision. Amen. I would to God that we could get beyond the physical sight and literally see what God is up to and what God wants to do, to see the big picture. You see, the enemy wants the flesh to see what's right here, and he wants that to damage our vision. But we cannot let that damage our vision. We've got to go beyond the physical and see the spiritual. Before your eyes believe what you see, I want you to begin to see what you believe. Amen. You see great revival in some place, and you say, Lord, why don't we have revival over there? Where's that? Hey, why don't you begin to say, Lord, I can't wait till there's revival there too. I can't wait until you storm through and save my family, save my love. I can't wait, hallelujah. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing because I know you're up to something, and you're going to meet needs. You're going to meet my prayer. Stop doubting God to his face and let him know that you believe and that you see it. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We do not walk by sight. We walk by. Praise God for all 10 of you. Amen. Eyes, ears, feelings, education. It cannot be trusted all of the time. We can hear something and interpret that, and it might not have even been, it wasn't even meant to be what you heard. The origin of what you heard probably wasn't even from that person. What you saw, it might not have even really been what you saw. Amen. There was a person in church one time. Someone saw him somewhere, and came back to the church and said, I saw so-and-so smoking. He was smoking up a storm. He was just smoking. I'm not talking about good looking. I'm talking about smoking. I know what you see. And he was just smoking. And he right in front of God and everybody. He was just smoking. And eventually it got back to him. And when it was all said and done, and all the gossip went everywhere, and all the damage that could be done was done. It came to find out he had a reed from his saxophone thing. You know what I'm talking about, Cody? And it was hanging out of his lip. It was just a reed he was going to use in his saxophones or something, whatever, at school, wherever. It was a cigarette. You see what I'm saying? Why couldn't that person's spirit say, oh no, I saw him speaking in tongues Sunday night. I saw him worshiping God. I saw him magnifying the Lord. I saw him glorify. Praise God. And so eyes and ears and all of that, amen, it's all temporal and it's all part-time. But Paul said there's no reason for you to continue to struggle with this world. When you've been filled with the Holy Ghost, you are out of this world. Now you won't talk about smoking. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to embrace God's eyes. Amen. We need to embrace his ears. We need to embrace his character. Amen. We can't let agendas, grudges, anger. We can't let the enemy. We can't let the flesh. We can't let that throw away everything that we've achieved for God. You know what we need to do? Throw away the scorecard. There ain't no trophies being passed out. Amen. And let's all get on the same page and do what God needs us to do. Amen. We need to stop seeing just what you want to see. Stop hearing the voices that we want to hear. Amen. And walk by you, precious 10. I love you. Praise God. My sight will never be challenged if I have vision. Your sight will never, ever be challenged if you have vision. Praise God. Amen. I haven't seen heaven, but guess where I'm going? Hallelujah. Ooh. Where? Holy mackerel. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, we haven't been to heaven, but we're going, right? Absolutely. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you know, I see the economy. I see that in the flesh. I see what the economy is. Amen. But that's not where I'm going. So I'm not going to get depressed about that and shoot myself. Amen. That's not where I'm going. I'm not going there. Amen. There's no outline. How do you overcome? How do you win? How do you stay saved? How do you make it? How did I get here? Somewhere, God forgave me. Somewhere, I forgave somebody. Somewhere, that has other things or other people or whatever circumstances, situations have tried to destroy me, set me back, tear it all down. But because each one of us were born with faith, we're going to make it. Because we're going to use that very ingredient to overcome. Hallelujah. Amen. I see something beyond all of the junk that comes against us and beyond all of the things that happen to us. And I see future. I see faith. I see full. I see righteous. I see holy. I see glorious and wonderful. Amen. I see all of that. Would you see that with me here today? Holy Ghost, give them eyes to see that those that be for us are greater than they that are against us. Now open your eyes and see the chariots of fire and see the angels of God that will fight for us and the Spirit of the Lord that will surround us and the anointing that will break every yoke and every stronghold, heal the sick, save the lost, encourage those that need encouragement. Praise God. Amen. You know what we need to do every now and then? We need to show somebody how to laugh. I love doing that. Praise God. We need to show somebody how to laugh. Praise God. And we need to laugh ourselves to be able to do that. I don't have all the answers, but I thank God I do have faith. Praise God. Our world's in trouble. You know that. We all know that. But even though our world is in serious trouble, our God is seriously doing fine. He's doing absolutely fine. He's greater now than he's ever been. He's showing off in the last day. He's pulling stuff out that we ain't never seen. He's doing stuff we never dreamed of. How do you get that out of this? I don't know, but look at that. And so what am I going to do? I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to dance. I'm going to shout. I'm going to pray. I'm going to read my Bible. Amen. I'm going to see Jesus. I don't want to be so full of me that I can't see him. Somebody look at the Holy Ghost. He got muscles. He's strong. He's huge. He's big. He's powerful. He's all powerful. He's mighty. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's everything. Can you say everything? I want to see Jesus. How do you come out of discouragement? Praise God. You look up. Amen. They asked those people. They asked the disciples. They came to him. They said, sirs, we would see Jesus. So they came up from where they were, and they were looking for, they wanted to see Jesus. Amen. Jeremiah said, walk according to the ways that I have commanded. That's what the Lord said. Joshua 22 and 5 said, walk in his ways. Jeremiah 6, 16, walk in the old paths. Galatians said, walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. Amen. Walk worthy of God. Amen. Piano player, get ready. Hallelujah. I've been bossing him for 25 years. Praise God. Don't talk back now. Hallelujah. I'm under pressure. I see something else. Praise the Lord. There was a youth congress, 2015. Aaron Bounds. I remember preaching for Aaron's daddy when Aaron was just a little boy. I watched him and his brother grow up. Aaron pastors a thriving church in Ohio. In fact, he's doing some things that I'm going to make contact with him and implement them in our new building because there's such growth and he's doing so good. And he's turned out to be such a man of God. Amen. His brother took his dad's church and is doing a great thing. Amen. His dad has started churches all over the country and just recently started another one. Amen. And they're all doing real good. Anyway, Aaron was chosen to preach at the Youth Congress. And he preached and he said, I think it was for closing, he called Lee Stone King to come up. Lee Stone King's a great man of God. Awesome man of God. Amen. I remember when he started. He's different. If you ever hear him, you're going to say he's different. But you got to see beyond the difference. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember he first started preaching. He said, apostolics, I came to your homes. I ate your ham sandwiches. That's how practical he is. He said, I ate your ham sandwiches. He said, I have people come by for me to pray for. I ran out of anointed oil. He said, I went to the kitchen and I got Wesson oil. I still pray for them and they were healed. He's seen people raised from the dead. He has seen every kind of miracle that you can name and all of that. Just a great, awesome man of God. He stepped up just to close the meeting. And I don't know, an hour, 2 hours later, whatever, they were still worshiping God because of what that man said. And I'm going to share with you what he said. And you can respond as you want to. Amen. He said, Satan. He said, God, he was sitting out in the congregation. He said, the Lord gave me this 30 minutes ago during the service. He said, I'm not so sure I understand all of this. He said, but Satan is the prince of the air. And he said, in the Old Testament, when the people of God wanted to win the battle, the man of God would make them shout. And he said, when they shouted, their words, their verbs, that what they said would split the air. And if Satan is the prince of the air, when I worship, I cut him in half. I slice him. I tear him down. I rip him apart. I give him a fit. I would to God that somebody could slice the air right now. That somebody could tear down a stronghold. That somebody could reach out right now. Make your voice be heard. Let the Holy Ghost move. Oh, hallelujah. Let the anointing break the yoke. Let your voice, let your words slice the air. Go through the atmosphere. In the Old Testament, when they shouted, walls came down. When they shouted, great miracles took place. I want you to shout. I want you to shout out the doubt. I want you to shout out the fear. I want you to shout out the trembling. I want you to shout out. Shout it out. Shout it out. Shout it out in the name of Jesus. Shout it out in the name of Jesus. Oh, no more doubt. No more fear. No more trembling. No more worry. No more depression. No more, no more, no more, no more. No, no, no. I see the Lord. I see His anointing. I see His power. I see His authority. I see His glory. I see His anointing, power. I see it. I sense His presence. I sense His power. I sense His hope. I sense His help. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. If you will, move forward. Just move forward. Let the Lord know that I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you with my mind made up. I'm coming to you with my heart made up. I'm coming to you with my spirit determined. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah.
Fire on my altar, never. Make me a house of bread. Fire on my altar, never burn out. Fire on my altar, never burn out. Fire on my altar, never burn out. Make me a house of bread. Fire on my altar, never burn out. The fire on my altar, never burn out. Fire on my altar, never burn out. Make me a house of bread. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of bread. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of bread. A house of bread. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of bread. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of bread. A house of bread. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of bread. May the fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of bread. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Fire of my altar never burn out. Fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of bread. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Fire of my altar never burn out. Fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of bread. May the fire of my altar never burn out.
Come on, somebody, go deeper than you've gone. Go further than you've gone. Go higher than you've ever gone. Let the anointing flow. Let the Spirit flow. Let the power flow. Let the grace flow. Oh, let the hope of the Holy Ghost flow right now. By the grace of God.
May the fire on my altar never burn out.
Fire on my Hallelujah. It's a grand finale. I wonder if we could just lift our hands and thank the Lord for speaking to each and every one of us here tonight about our vision, about our hope, about our future, about our faith. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God. Wow. What a day in the presence of the Lord. What a Sunday to make our Mondays better. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll shake five hands and tell them you appreciate them. See you Tuesday night. God bless you as you're dismissed in Jesus' wonderful, mighty, and powerful name tonight.